Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, has set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect their emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio, and the help of all our guests and callers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lights online. Listen to your favorite teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. Join show host, healer, and founder of Inner Healers in Peru, Susana Stiglich, while she unravels each topic hand-in-hand with her wise guests. Many people around the world have improved their lives thanks to their sharing through the Inner Healers community. Join us for a joyful experience. Shows are recorded, so you can download each as a podcast to listen on your way to work or whenever needed.
How are you doing today? Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglich, and I will be your host for today. Our month's topic is spirituality, and within this month's topic, our discussion, our interview for today is the spirit and sexuality. So can sex be a spiritual experience? Can there be fulfillment in sex without spirituality? Are men or women more inclined to look for spirituality in sex? Is there a soul in pleasure? Is there a spirit in sexuality? Our guest for today is Ambika Waters. She is the director of the Institute of Life Energy Medicine. She is a classically trained homeopath, certified by the Council of Homeopathic Certification, and a member of the Society of Homeopaths. She has worked in the corporate sector offering homeopathy and holistic healing consultations to the John Lewis Partnership, Visa International, Yadikus, Publishing and Cranfield School of Business Management, all in the UK. She currently maintains a private practice in classical homeopathy with people around the globe. Ambika is author of 20 books of chakras, homeopathy, and the realm of angels. Her work is translated into over 10 languages. She is currently writing about healing martyrdom and finding fulfillment in freedom, creativity, and sexuality. Ambika is the inventor of Pure Fulfillment Feminine Lubricant. This product provides natural solutions to diminish libido in women. It is made from natural herb compounds in a homeopathic phase. Ambika's work supports total regeneration. She works with products developed by Stem Cell Products, LLC, that enhance beauty, give energy, and promote vitality. These products include Cynos for beautiful skin, Moderat XL, a neurotransmitter used to stop addictions and feed the depleted brain, and Trigger, a non-sugar, non-caffeinated energy drink that gives physical strength and fortitude. Help me welcome Ambika. Hello, Ambika.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing? Thank you for being with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm just so tickled to be on your program again, and I'm so encouraged to hear what you're offering to people around the world about alternative solutions to their health and well-being. It's heartwarming to know that you've made this connection with people all over the world. So well done to you.
Thank you, and you know that I admire your work very much as well. Actually, I've been following Ambika for many years, and I had the pleasure and the honor to contact her back in 2005. Was it the first time that we talked about something? And and she's been making all these amazing new things to her work. You know, she's always innovating, and it's really, really amazing to follow her professional development. So tell me, you're now writing a book about this, right?
Yes, I'm writing a book called Pure Fulfillment, Exploring the Soul of Pleasure, the Spirit of Sexuality. I think it's a very important topic for our time. People are very stressed. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of fear. And what goes down the drain when that happens is pleasure and sexuality get diminished. They get lost because the life force gets so frozen. It gets so caught up in fear and tension. So I think it's a wonderful antidote to the problems that we're facing in the world today. And I feel that that pleasure, having a foundation of pleasure, is creating a basis for living our lives in a good way. And with that is included sexuality. I'm 66 years old, and I have found that sexuality has come back in my life in a really extraordinary way, and with a different level of spirituality and maturity that I didn't have as a younger woman. But I feel it's something that we really need to honor and bless, because without it, life can be very dull, for want of a better word. So sexuality and pleasure are certainly the themes that I feel need to be discussed in a wholesome way, without any shame, without any guilt. We need to bring this to the surface of our lives and allow it to flow freely. And I've developed a product for women that's been tested and tried and now manufactured called Pure Fulfillment. It's a feminine cream that stimulates libido in women. It was originally designed for menopausal women, and it came about because a client of mine in her late 60s asked me if I had anything that could help her with painful intercourse. So I said, leave it with me, and I started to explore this homeopathically and with herbs and natural products, and created an ointment for her to use internally while she was having sex, and she said it saved her marriage. It just was a wonderful product, and she loved it.
That's wonderful.
So, yes, and so then I started to explore this more with other women and myself included, and I said, this is a fantastic product. It's all homeopathic. It's all natural. So I was introduced to a manufacturer who liked the idea of this product, and he took it through the whole process of manufacturing. It's in the United States. We have a federal agency that oversees drugs and the manufacture of drugs. It's called the FDA. So this is an FDA-compliant formula, and we're going for FDA registration. It's
wow.
been tested on many, many women, and it builds the libido. It stimulates secretion, which is important for sex. It builds the libido and the desire for sexuality. And we've tested it on women from their mid-40s to late 70s and have had wonderful success. And now the young have taken it on board. You wouldn't. I've never thought of the young as really needing sexual stimulation, but everybody's tired. Everybody's worn out. It's been a hard few years for us all. And so the young mothers love this. I mean, my business partner is a young homeopath in her early 40s, and you know, she just swears by this, and so she talks to the younger women, and I talk to the older women about it.
Uh-huh. And have you thought about exporting the product already?
Well, we're looking for people who would like to distribute the product in their countries and who would like to, work with us in terms of distribution. We offer a very good program for affiliates, You can get onto my website, which is www.lifeenergymedicine.com, and contact me. We would love to see this product go around the world and help women everywhere. I'm in the middle of a trial right now to test a male product that I've developed that's also homeopathic that looks to have tremendous potential for increasing and enhancing male sexuality. These are natural products. They cannot do harm. And that's really important because if you look at what's out there in the allopathic and biomedical world, it's not pretty. You know, things like Viagra and Cialis, they cause serious medical deficiency, and they compromise the kidneys. They can cause stroke. They can cause high blood pressure. You don't want to be playing with stuff like that. No matter how important your sexuality may be, as a male, you want to be using something that's natural. And I say that for men and women. And I've always felt that we want to find products that are compatible with our higher consciousness. Products that are compatible with our God nature. And that is the realm of the inner healer. So
there is no contraindications to your product.
I beg your pardon?
So there are no contraindications to your product.
No. This has been tested on people who have had cancer. This has been tested on people who've had diabetes, who take psychomeds. It is much more effective as a product with people who have a higher level of health. And there are people that it won't help. There are people who are so compromised by surgery and drugs and medications that it has very little effect, but it does no harm. And doing no harm is the absolute motto of all alternative healers, that we do no harm. And
tell me, in your experience, can sex be a spiritual experience?
Oh, absolutely. Sex is a spiritual experience, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. You know, it's love that draws to us all experiences. And love draws to us our partners, whether it's for one night or an hour or for the rest of our lives. It's love that draws it to us. And it is love that is our spiritual nature. So, yes, I do believe that sexuality is absolutely a spiritual experience. How we choose to wake up to that reality and acknowledge it is part of our development, but it is love that draws everything to us for our healing, for our development, for our growth, for our consciousness, and certainly for our pleasure. And the more conscious we can make that, the more enjoyable it's going to be.
So can there be fulfillment in sex without having a spiritual conscious while we're doing it?
Oh, of course. Sex can be absolutely fulfilling at the most, you know, at the root chakra, sacral chakra level. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to have a sense that it's divine. It's going to make you happy. The endorphins that get released into our brain from sex are the greatest feel-good factor we can have. Whether we choose to acknowledge it as a spiritual experience, how could it be separate? How could sex be separate from everything else? It's not. You know, it's what generates life, and it's probably the single greatest joy we can allow ourselves to experience. And as I mature and become older, I see that sexuality is the key to longevity. It's the key to good health. It's the key to feeling well in our skin and loving our lives. And what does the Creator ask of us but to feel that joy time and time again? And I think if we can open our hearts and connect our hearts and our genitals, then we've really made a great connection, because then love flows through us effortlessly.
So do you think men or women are more inclined to look for spirituality in sex?
That's a good question. I don't want any gender bias on this. I do think that women are always looking for fulfillment, and they will look for spiritual fulfillment in mothering, in gardening, in nurturing, in giving in every way. But they do need to make the connection to sexuality. And men are better in their bodies. They're good in their skin, and they love the sexual release. If they can make that connection to their heart and to their higher mind, then it'll be that much more fulfilling and that much more enjoyable. To know that love is what binds us, love is what connects us, whether it's through our sexuality or our business or, you know, a realm of study, it's love that flows through us. And yes, absolutely, the connector in sex, always.
So always. Do you believe there's a soul in pleasure?
Oh, yes, I do. I think that the more we can allow ourselves pleasure in life, the stronger our soul forces become. The soul forces do not thrive with pain. I think that's one of the great misconceptions of life that has been fostered by the church, has been fostered in families and many educational institutions. The soul thrives in the realm of pleasure, and it's in pleasure that many solutions are found to problems. To be able to find pleasure and find ease in life is how we acknowledge our soul. I do believe that.
What is the importance of boundaries during sex?
Well, boundaries, sex tends to blow the boundaries between you and me, or you and another, me and another. It's we expand our boundaries in sexuality to include another, to include the other as ourselves. And as we love another, we love ourselves. As we love ourselves, we love another. You know, it's like an elastic band that gets expanded during sex, and then it contracts, and we come back to our individual self. So I think we learn to expand, and then we contract and come back to who we are, and we learn that we are really, truly united with somebody in sex. That's when the boundaries get expanded.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about honoring our agreement so that we can respect the wishes of the partner?
Well, I think that the truly wonderful sex is really about respect. It's about respecting yourself first and foremost. Before you respect another, you have to be respectful of who you are and know what's important to you, and to know how guarded you are or how open you can be. Can you bring humor and delight into your sexual play? And can you respect the needs of another? And I think that is truly done through communication, being able to talk about what you like, what your partner likes, being able to laugh at yourself. The older you get, trust me, the more you're going to laugh, because it's a whole different ballgame past menopause than it was as a younger person. And we need to be compassionate for our needs and sometimes the failure of our body to respond in a stimulated way. So we want to be compassionate and respectful, particularly to ourselves, and then, of course, to our partner. And I believe humor.
So how do you know you're having mature sex?
How do you know you're having mature sex? That's a good question. Well, I think neediness is something that reflects immaturity, that we need somebody to prove our worth. We need our sex partner to make us feel that we're beautiful, or that we're, I'm speaking here as a woman, but that we need a man to prove that we're good, or we're desirable, or that we're worthy. And the truth of it is, all that it's an inside job. We have to know we're beautiful. And I have learned one thing over the past several years, is that women really do call the shots when it comes to sexuality. Men may have the desire for sex, and it may be very strong, but without a willing woman who's willing to share herself sexually, men don't have a chance. So I have found that when women really love themselves, they love their bodies, they love their sexuality, they love their essence, their feminine essence, they draw to them the very best partners they can find. Men who are really suited, men or women, this is not about gender preference. It's not about being gay or lesbian. It's what you draw out of your desire to express your own self, your own beauty, your own femininity, your own masculinity. These are quintessential archetypes that expand in self-love and self-respect and compassion for ourselves. And the more we can expand that, the more mature the love gets, the more mature the sexuality gets. That's
what would be the hindering archetypes in sexuality?
What would be hindering? Did you say hindering archetypes?
Yes.
Well, that's a very good question. Hindering archetypes would be feeling that we're a servant, for instance, that we're here to serve somebody else's sexual needs without serving our own. I think when you serve your own, you serve somebody else's. And you teach people about self-expression and the all-rightness of desire. I think that when we're victims, it's a very low-level archetype. He did it to me. She did it to me. You know, those highly dramatic archetypes are very limiting. They're very, very limiting. And to be a victim of somebody is, you know, the truth of it is we can't be a victim to anybody because at some level we gave permission for people to abuse us. So there's not a lot of joy and there's not a lot of pleasure in those low-level archetypes. And the higher the archetype transcends into one of self-empowerment and self-love and self-confidence and self-esteem, the more powerful and more joyful and more pleasurable the sex becomes. You know, at the highest level, it's two gods coming together. We are calling in and invoking the gods and the goddesses of love and beauty and sexuality. We are calling that in at the highest level. Let's go there. That's where the fun is. You know, I don't think being a victim that's not my idea of fun. It may make you feel right. It may make you vent your hatred and your disgust of the opposite sex, but that's not my idea of joy. And I think for many people, right now, we need to cultivate joy. There is a condition in the medical community known as pleasure deficit disorder, which is the inability to experience pleasure. That tells you when the medical community has to put a label on something like that, how diminished the pleasure principle has become in our life because we are falling down into the realm of survival yet again because of the economy, because of the high levels of stress, because of the environmental and planetary chaos and disruptions that are coming, that have already come. And to be able to anchor our consciousness in a worthy, wholesome sense of pleasure and sexuality, I think is going to be life-preserving. I wouldn't be devoting my time and attention to this if I didn't think it was. As a doctor.
Why do you think that the limitations that had sex only attached to marriage are no longer valid in these times?
Why do I think it's not valid? Well, that's a good question, too. Well, I think that we've started to loosen up the rules and the sense that that people had power over our choices. I don't want any church, any clergyman, any religious person telling me what I can do with my body, or that my desires are wrong, or that my longing for a sexual partner is evil, or that my sex play or masturbation is wrong. I don't want anybody having that kind of control, external control over my body. As a doctor and a therapist for the past 40 years, I mean, I can't tell you how much guilt I've seen, how much shame I've seen people come to the table with, beautiful, healthy people caught in the snares of shame and guilt. That's not good. You know, we need to find the balance. And I think the balance is connecting sexuality with the spirit, with the heart. When you connect your spirit with your sexuality, you're not going to do anything to hurt anybody else, nor yourself. Sexuality is a natural gift from our Creator, and it deserves healthy and beautiful expression. And to limit it to marriage, I think that puts a lot of strain on a marriage, and I think it's also what kills a lot of marriages. I treat people who have had very bad sex lives, who have stayed married for long periods of time because they thought they should. And I've recently started treating people who said, you know, I'm getting out of this marriage because I really do want a sex life. People who've been celibate in a marriage for 10, 12 years because their partner couldn't or wouldn't or didn't want to have good sex, that's not really healthy. And it diminishes us. It diminishes our spirit. It diminishes our soul forces. I believe in polyamory. I believe that it's possible to have more than one love. I believe that it's possible to have more than one sex partner and still be in a loving state. We are coming into a whole new realm of consciousness now in this time as we head towards 2012 that's going to expand the way we look at ourselves and expand the way we look at others. And we each become much more individualized, much more independent in our thinking and less needy of other people. Somebody told me there was a quote in the New Testament about each person will sit under their own fig tree. And I like that idea that we each live our own independent, individual lives without anybody saying, you're my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my novio or my wife or my husband, and it has to be done this way because it's written in the book this way. Written by who? Write your own book. Let's write our own books on this. And let's say, let's do what feels right and true. You know, we're meditators, we're healers, we're looking for alternative solutions. What feels right for you? What works for you? Especially in terms of your sexuality and pleasure. And make that okay. Really allow those love forces to flow through you and let love guide you. Love will always draw to you exactly who you need as a partner, as a friend, even as an enemy, even as an enemy. So let's trust love. Let's trust that love is the spirit of God that flows through us all at the deepest level and also at the most superficial level. And if it's love that's guiding you to go eat a chocolate bar or go talk to that man that's winking at you or thinks you're sexy, you know what I'm saying? Follow love. Follow love, not some dictate in a book that was written by a sour old man who didn't like his body. And that's pretty stepping off out of the stepping out a bit to say that I don't want to hear it from somebody else. I want to be able to make my own choices and follow my own guidance and trust my heart.
This is such a rich conversation, Ambika. We should really have another one soon. We're on our last 3 minutes of the show. Are there any final words you would like to share with our listeners on our topic, the spirit in sexuality?
Yes. I would like to say, please, please trust yourself as a sexual being because it is your life force wanting to connect, wanting to be expressed, and there is no shame in that. There is no shame in the body, the needs and desires of the body. And sexuality is not about partnering. So one thing I've learned with Pure Fulfillment, the product, it's about pleasure, and if it's about self-pleasuring, then so be it. If it's about same-sex pleasuring, so be it. If it's about multiple partners, so be it. Trust yourself and listen to your heart, because it will always guide you in the realm of love and in the realm of pleasure and sexuality.
Okay, people, if you would like to help Ambika distribute her products, you know, you can contact her on her website. It has been a really, really enlightening interview. Thank you, Ambika, and hope to have you soon.
Thank you, Luciana.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.